The children were quickly reunited with their mother and the traditional warm welcome of a thick ear, but their companion wasn't so easily accommodated. The mothers looked the doll-faced girl up and down. They had enough mouths to feed, without picking up some stray. Lovely though she was, so quiet-like, but no way she was coming home with them.
"Bombed out, were you?" asked one of the mothers.
"Poor dear, poor little mite, what are we to do with you?"
The poor little mite expressed no opinion on the matter.
"We'll take you to this nice policeman, and we're sure he'll find your mum and dad. They're not down here, are they?"
The child shook her head, unfairly sure that this was the correct way to respond.
"Poor little mite," the mother's stage whispered. "Parents probably dead. It's such a shame, poor thing."
They handed the child over to the waiting Bobby, thankfully found, who took her above, away from the dark underground, into the smoking ashes of a cold post-bombed day, where the dead and displaced of the city were to be filed and sorted and generally dealt with. Decisions were to be made about these people, and someone decided it was easier to give this lost youngling over for evacuation. There was a train leaving that afternoon, best thing for her. She'd soon forget, and if a parent did appear, well, they could square it up later. So they got the strange-looking child a gas mask and sandwiches, and sorted for her to have a few clothes in a case, washing their hands of her on the platform at Paddington Station. The labelled Mabel waited for the train, looking just like an oversized toy doll, arms and legs akimbo, eyes glassy and slightly too large. This lack of motion, lack of outward change, belied the turmoil within. She was used to change, used to flitting from one form to another. But when she had escaped, she had picked up powerfully on the image in the head of a girl, of her doll, a toy, a figure, a template to copy. And now, frozen in terror, she couldn't, daren't change away from it. She knew instinctively that to declare herself would be fatal. But there were so many emotions buzzing round her, fear, mostly, desire for mumsy, cuddles and warm cocoa and home, not nasty away, but home, and she too wanted home, her home, though a prison was home, and yet somehow she held herself in check, held her form together and started to adjust. The train arrived, and the girl labelled as Mabel was soon travelling far too quickly away from London.